Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Kuf, and we have four lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf, Amir Aleph, Amir Rav Yehuda, Amir Shmuel. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufua Shalema, for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, and Miral bas Sara Rivka. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus, V'yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned L'ilui Nishmas, Reb Chaim ben Reb Yechiel Alter, Devorah Sara bas Reb Meir, and Avram ben Yibodol L'Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So yesterday we began Perek Arvei Pesachim, the first Mishnah of which mentions three halachas. The first is that Arvei Pesachim Samach L'Mincha Lo Yoichal Adam Atche Techshach. Once it's Samach L'Mincha, which the Gemara defined as being a half hour before Mincha Ketana, Mitesha Shoyis Ulamayla, it's aser for a person to eat on Erev Pesach. The reason is because there's a mitzvah HaSeder Raisa to eat matzah at the Leil HaSeder, Be'erev Toichlu Matzos. There's a Hidr mitzvah to eat the matzah L'Teyavoy. If you're going to eat Samach L'Mincha, it's possible that by the time you eat the matzah, you will not be so hungry. You'll be lacking not in the mitzvah, but in the hiddur mitzvah of eating it l'teyavin. And it's for that reason Chazal said, this is a din d'rabbanon, that arvei psachim somach l'mincha lo yoichal adam ad shetechshach. Stating that, the Gemara asked the kasha, it's mashma from the Mishnah, that this isser is exclusive to Erev Pesach, as opposed to Erev Sukkos, as opposed to Erev Shavuos, as opposed to Erev Shabbos. Frag the Gemara, how could that be? Rabbi Yehuda said in a braisa, lo yoichal adam ba'arvei Shabbosos, v'yomim tovim min ha-mincha ulamayla. That this Isser is not only true for Erev Pesach, it's true for every Erev Yontif, it's true even for Erev Shabbos. So why did the Mishnah say only Arvei Pesachim? And the Gemara said two terutzim, Rav Huna and Rav Papa. Rav Huna's teretz was that Enochinami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no chiddush in Arvei Pesachim. However, Rabbi Yehuda has a bal plukta, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, oichel v'hoylich ad shetechshach, you're allowed to eat ad shetechshach. The Mishnah is going aliba de Rabbi Yossi, sheni mukai imoy, and the Mishnah is saying that even though Rabbi Yossi argued with Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, when it comes to Erev Pesach, because of the mitzvah of matzah, he agrees that samuch l'mincha lo yoichal adam ad shetechshach. Rav Papa said a second teretz. Rav Papa said that maybe the Mishnah is going even according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's unique about Erev Pesach? What's unique is not the Isser, what's unique is the Zman of the Isser. Because although it's true, Rabbi Yehuda holds every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif, lo yoichal adam, but that's only min ha-mincha ulamayla, from the Zman of Mincha Ketana and on, which is 9.5 hours, shoy zmanios, into the day. The chiddush of Arvei Pesachim is that the Isser doesn't start min ha-mincha, but rather, like the Lashon of the Mishnah, samuch l'mincha, not 9.5 hours into the day, but 9 hours into the day. It's that half hour that distinguishes Arvei Pesachim from Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, meaning the Mishnah could be going even according to Rav Yehuda, and the reason there's a chiddush in Arvei Pesachim is not the Isser, but because of the Zman of this. The Gemara immediately deflected Shitas Rav Papa, and because of that, the Gemara on the top of Daf Kuf Amud Aleph said, Ela machvarta k'der Rav Huna. It must be the Rav Huna's right, and that when the Mishnah says Arvei Pesachim Samach L'Mincha, which is mashma only Arvei Pesachim as opposed to Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, Hamani Rav Yosihi, that holds there is no Issa Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, because according to Rav Yehuda, there's nothing special, there's nothing unique about Erev Pesach. Every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif, you would have the same exact halacha. But the Gemara asked the Kasha on Rav Huna as well. The Gemara said that we have a Messiah that Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Some had it that Rabbi Avo said it in the name of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, that halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi b'Erev Shabbos. The assumption of the Maksha was that the Amayuroyim, or Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, were discussing this machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And they would be machriya lehalacha. That when it comes to Erev Pesach, which is more chamur, the other halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda lo yoicha. When it comes to Erev Shabbos, which is less chamur, the other halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. But the Gemara said that if Rabbi Yochanan, the itamer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach, michlal the Rabbi Yossi polik. it's implied then that Rabbi Yossi argues. Because if there's no machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi regarding Erev Pesach, what does it mean halachik Rabbi Yehuda? Nobody argued. The only time you need to tell me who the halach is like is if there's a machloikis. So you have to be machriya. Do we paskin like this or do we paskin like that? But if there's no machloikis, then what are you telling me halach? If that's the case, it's a kasha Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that our Mishnah that says Arbi Psachim Samach Lenchal Yoicha is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Meaning even though Rabbi Yossi argues with Rabbi Yehuda with regards to eating Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, it's only Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Erev Pesach is Moida. If he's Moida, that means there's no machlokes on Erev Pesach. So what did the Gemara mean when Rabbi Yochanan v'item Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Chanina said Halachik Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach? I thought there's no machlokes. Elamai, there is a machlokes. So if that's the case, it's a kashan Rav Huna. So the Gemara says no. The Maksha had a misunderstanding. The Maksha thought that when Rabbi Yochanan v'item Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Chanina said Halachik Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach v'Halachik Rabbi Yosi b'Erev Shabbos, it was referring to this sugya of Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, Arbe Psachim, Samach Lamincha, Loyoich, Aladam Achatachshach. It's not true. It was discussing a completely different halacha. Now, it's not completely different because it's me'inyan le'inyan, ba'oisai ha'inyan, but it's not the same machloikis. What were they arguing about? They were arguing about the halacha of hafsaka, the halacha of mafsike. The cases where somebody sat down to eat on Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yontif, or Erev Pesach, and he started eating beheter. So what he did was 100% legitimate. Meaning he started from the 8th hour of the day, where everybody agrees you can eat. And now his suda, his tayamel, just he was going and going and going. It's already mitesha shoyis ulamayla. It's mitesha shoyis umechza ulamayla. Now, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds you're not allowed to eat min amincha ulamaylo, or samach lamincha ulamaylo, he agrees that if you started eating beheter, there's no issa to continue eating. So there's no question, everybody agrees that if you want to continue to eat at this point, it's not going to be a problem. No one's going to have an issue. You know what happened? What happened was now it's already yontif. Now it's already Shabbos. Now it's already Pesach. Oh, that's already a whole different story. Now it's not a question of samach lamincha. Now it's a question of it's yontif. It's Shabbos. I have an obligation to sit down now and eat a suda. So here's the question. Do I have to stop or do I not have to stop? Rabbi Yehuda said mafsikin. Of course you have to stop. And what does stop mean? You bench. You completely terminate this meal. Rabbi Yossi says a tremendous chiddush. He said, "Ei mafsikin, you continue eating. Meaning you started eating beheter on Erev Shabbos. Now it's Friday night. It's fine. Just start singing Zmiris. Continue the Suda and everything's going to be okay. Now what about Kiddush? So Tosfos says you'll make Kiddush after benching, after the meal. I what happened to Kiddush B'Makom Suda? It's also considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Kiddush B'Makom Suda doesn't necessarily have to be before the meal, but rather Kiddush B'Makom Suda could be after the meal. Regardless of Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, what you do in this situation. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mafsikin L'Shabbosois. You would have to stop your meal and then you're going to start a meal all over again. L'Shem Shabbos. Your Choyl meal can't just continue into Shabbos as one long meal. A Chayil meal is a Chayil meal, and a Shabbos meal is a Shabbos meal. You have no choice. You have to be mafsik. Whereas Rabbi Yosi holds a mafsik. It was regarding that the Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan v'Itamar, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina said, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, Halachik Rabbi Yosi b'Erev Shabbos. Meaning, the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, that if a person started eating Arvei Pesachim before Samach HaMincha, he started eating Beheter, and he continued eating, and it's already the Leil HaSeder, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda, now you have to stop, and then you're going to start all over again. As opposed to, when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, there were Mekol, there the halachas like Rabbi Yosi, and there the halacha is, Ein Mafsikin, you would not have to stop. Either way, today's daf is going to pick up on that note. Which note? The machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. If somebody started eating a meal, whether it was Erev Shabbos, whether it was Erev Yontif, whether it was Erev Pesach, they argued in all three cases. You started eating beheter, and now it's already Yontif. Not Samach L'Mincha. We don't mean the Isser of the first halacha of Arvei Pesachim. It's Yontif. It's Shabbos. It's Pesach. What's the halacha? Do you have to stop? Or do you not have to stop? And that's the machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda says mafsikin, whereas Rabbi Yossi says a mafsikin. Now, just to be clear, because this is going to be a little more important now, what does mafsikin mean? Mafsikin means that you literally terminate the meal. Now, once upon a time, people didn't have dining room tables, they didn't have kitchen tables, but rather they had portable tables that would be brought to the oichlim, to the mesubin, while they sat down to eat. And that's why very often you find in the language of Chazal a nusach, a sprach called Akira Shulchan. Akira Shulchan means literally you remove the table. Today, if you're going to use the word Akira Shulchan, it's going to be in the proverbial sense. Because you don't usually move the table. You go away from the table. The table doesn't go away from you. But once upon a time, they actually would bring the table when it was time to eat. And they would remove the table when the meal was over. So when Rabbi Yehuda says Mafsikin, what he means is Akira Shulchan. What he means is Rabbi Simon Velen Benchin. You physically stop the meal, and then you're going to start all over again. But the point is, you have to terminate the chayil meal and then start a new meal, a Shabbos meal or a Yontif meal. Rabbi Yossi was the other extreme. Rabbi Yossi said, "Ei mafsikin." He said, "Just continue. Just be mamshich right into Shabbos. Don't even make kiddush. I have to make kiddush. You make it after benching. That's okay. I kiddush from makom suda. It'll be considered kiddush from makom suda." But those are the two shitas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that mafsikin, you have to completely stop. Rabbi Yossi says, just continue. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. So Rabbi Yehuda the Amora said in the name of his grocer, Rebbe Shmuel, ain halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yossi. I hold halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning you don't have to completely terminate the meal. And the halacha is also not like Rabbi Yossi. You can't just continue. Ela peiris mapa. What you do is you take a mapa, you take a tishtach, and you spread it over the meal. Umekadesh. You make kiddush, and only then can you resume the meal. So you have to make a shtickle a hafsik. Not like Rabbi Yossi, who says you could just continue, but you also don't have to make a hefsik in the Rabbi Yehuda sense, where you bench and you remove the shulchan and then you start all over again. What do you do? You poiris mapa umikadish. Now the Rashbam speaks out right away. How does Rabbi Yehuda and Mashmul have the places to argue with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? He can't just make up his own shita. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. I think that loch is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and I think it's not like Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel, you're arguing with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? Rav is the only Amora, maybe, that's a Tanahu Upalik. But Rav Shmuel doesn't seem to have the credentials to be able to say that Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yossi, but rather I'm going to make up my own Shita. So the Rashbam says, it's Pashit, you have to say that Shmuel really held like either Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And the Rashbam says he held like Rabbi Yossi, that really you're allowed to continue the meal. However, he was machmer, and he said, as a hidur in the world of Rabbi Yossi, I think you should make a little bit of a hefsek. And what you should do is you should be peiris mapa. But of course, it's not that Shmuel is a third shita, because Shmuel doesn't have the right to be a third shita. Rather, he held like Rabbi Yossi that you don't really need a hefsek. Rather, what you should do is you should be peiris mapa. But the Gemara asks Akasha, could Shmuel really have said this? Just like you have to be mafsik when it comes to kiddush, so too you have to be mafsik when it comes to Avdallah. Meaning, just like if somebody was eating a meal Erev Shabbos Beheter, and then all of a sudden Shabbos came. So you stop the meal to make Kiddush. The same is true if you had this on Matzoy Shabbos. You were eating Shalosh Shodes, and now all of a sudden it's not Shabbos anymore, and you want to continue eating Bechayel, so you interrupt the meal to make Avdallah. But what do you see from here? You see that you have to be mafsik. Who said you had to be mafsik? That's Rabbi Yehuda's sprach. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said mafsikin. So here Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, "Ein halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yossi." What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel himself said that the halacha is g'shem shemafsikin lekiddush. It sounds like you have to be mafsik. So the Gemara says, "My mafsikin lav lakira shulchan." Mafsikin doesn't mean akira shulchan. It doesn't mean that a dramatic hefsik that is shita's Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, la mapa. What it means is that you have to be pyrus mapa. Meaning, you have to just go ahead and be pyrus mapa. Rabbi Barafuna ichlo lebei reish kalusa. So on the topic of being pyrus mapa, so the Gemara is going to digress for a moment. So Rabbi Barafuna was once by the reish kalusa. Isu taka kameh, and they brought him his meal before he made Kiddush. Paras mapa v'kiddush. So what he did was, he was paras mapa, and only afterwards, he made Kiddush. Tanya nami hachi, it's a brisa that says this as well. V'shav and shem avinas ha-shulchan elam ken Kiddush. You're not supposed to bring the table to the guests before they make Kiddush. V'n hevi, and if they did paras mapa v'kiddush, then you're supposed to be paras mapa v'kiddush. Now notice, the story that the Gemara just told with Rabbi Barav Huna and the Tanya Nami Hachi to support what Rabbi Barav Huna said doesn't really have anything to do with our sugya. We're talking about where somebody's eating a meal of chayil. He started at the Heter, now it's Shabbos, now it's Yontif. So the question is, do I have to be mafsik? Do I not have to be mafsik? So Shmuel said you should be Pyrus Mapa. This is this in-between idea that you should be Pyrus Mapa. The Gemara mentioned the concept of Pyrus Mapa, so we'll mention another concept of Pyrus Mapa. The better known concept of Pyrus Mapa, the concept of Pyrus Mapa that every single person does whenever he makes Kiddush. And that is that if you have the table in front of you, which you're usually going to have, you Pyrus Mapa, you just cover the bread, and you go ahead and make Kiddush. So just to be clear, Rabbi Barav Huna's story with the Reish Gelusa is only loosely related to our sugya. Our sugya is talking about where you're being Pyrus Mapa as a hefsik between the Suda Shel Choyl and the Suda Shel Shabbos of Shel Yontif. We mentioned the idea of Teres Mapa, so Agav will mention a more commonly manifestation of Teres Mapa, and that is every time you make Kiddush. When you make Kiddush, you have to make sure that there's a mapa. You don't have to cover the whole table, but you have to cover the bread, the challah on the table. Zok the Gemara. More with regards to our Tani Chada, we learned in a Braisna that says Shoven, they agree, they referring to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosni, they referring to the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosni of the beginning of the sugya, as opposed to the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbi Yosni of the latter part of the sugya. So we have two machloikas in between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosni. The first is with regards to Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Are you allowed to eat Samal Chamincha or not? Arvei Psochim, everybody agrees it's Aser. That's Rav Huna, which was the one teretz that stood at the end of the sugya. But as opposed to Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, there it's a machloikas. Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo Yoichal. Rabbi Yosi said, you can't eat. Then we had the second machloikas with regards to the halacha mafsikim. So we're going back now to the original machloikas. So one braisa said, everybody agrees, she ain't maschilin. Everyone's moida. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda agree, you can't start the meal. Samal Chamincha. But Tanya Idach, we learned in another braisa, Shamash and maschilin. Everybody holds, you can't start the meal. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, the braisa that said, now this brisa is extremely susso. Right? It doesn't say who, what, when, where. But we can back into an understanding of what this brisa means. How's that mishkachas lo? The Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach. Over there, everybody agrees she'im aschili. Even Rabbi Yossi that holds ordinarily Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, you're allowed to eat Samach L'mincha, but Erev Pesach not. That's Rav Huna's pshat and unzer remission. Elo ha'detanya shavash maschili neimas. But the brisa that says that everybody agrees you could start, when does everybody agree you could start? Who's the one that holds you can't start? Rabbi Yehuda. And he always holds you can't start. Can't start Erev Shabbos. Can't start Erev Yontif. You certainly can't start Erev Pesach. So what does it mean? Shavin Shem Aschilin. So the Marzi name of Erev Shabbos. From Miflik Bligi. Right? That's the most cooler thing of time. So when exactly is this Nogay? The Marzi says like, Kasha Kan Kodem Tesha. Kan La'acha Tesha. What the Breisner that says Shavin Shem Aschilin is referring to is before Samach L'mincha. Meaning, even though there's a machloikis, but the machloikis is only samach l'mincha l'mailo. But before samach l'mincha, over there, everybody is going to agree that you are allowed to eat, and that's what the brisa means when it says shavin shem maschilin exhale. So just to go back to yesterday's raid bite, which began very much alatar, it began very much on a toisvis on the yomud. And then it digressed a little bit. So today, Be'ezus Hashem will continue a little bit on that digression and really discuss some foundational principles, a little bit of lumdus as well, as it relates to understanding the idea of Tosfos Shabbos, as it relates to understanding as an extension of that, the idea of Bein Hashmashos, and as relates to understanding the idea, a little bit of Laila. So just to recap very quickly, the Mishnah said, "Arvei Psachim Samach L'Mincha Lo Yoichal Adam Atcha Techshak." Tosfos asked the Kasha, "Makshin Amai Itzrich Atcha Techshak." Pshita, why did the Mishnah have to say that the Isser to eat Erev Pesach is Atcha Techshak? Of course, the Isser is Atcha Techshak. The Isser is to eat on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach goes until Laila. So obviously, the Isser is Atcha Techshak. So Tosfos says, "No." The Tanya of the Mishnah is saying a very important chiddush, something you would never know had it not said the words Atcha Techshak. And that is, we're familiar with the concept of Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif. It's a Gemara in Yumad Apeyal from the base, where the Gemara learns out from a pasuk v'nisa mesnafshei seichem betishal achodesh mikanshem moisifem michoel al achodesh. And even though the pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur, but tishbisu l'rabbi Shabbos is v'yomim tovim, that every Shabbos, every Yontif, Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to be moisif michoel al achodesh. And when you moisif michoel al achodesh, that means on some level, even though it's tishal achodesh, but it's treated as if it's really yud achodesh, even though it's Friday, but on some level, it's treated as Shabbos. Even though it's Erev Yontif, on some level, it's treated like Yontif. So I would have had to have a mino that if a person makes early Yontif on Pesach, he's Moisef Michael al HaKodesh, maybe he could sit down, he could eat matzah, he could eat mar, he could drink the dal koises during that time of Tosfos Yontif. Kamashmul on the Mishnah. Arvei Psnachim Samach L'mincha L'yoichal Adam Atcha Techshach. You have to wait until it's physical Laila. Because even though there's a din Tosfos Yontif, and Tosfos Yontif works in certain areas in Halacha, now when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah, now when it comes to the mitzvah of mar. Why? So Tosfos said, because we have a hekesh between the mitzvah of Pesach and the mitzvah of matzah and mar. And by Pesach it says, it says Laila, which means Techshach. It's not enough that you have the Kedusha of Pesach. You need Laila. So if that's true by Pesach, that's going to be true by Matzah Mar. And that was the Chiddush in the Mishnah when it said Atcha Techshach. We spoke out from Maron HaGriz that the Brisker Rav said that that's Pshat in the Haggadah when we say Yochel Mibaydiyahim. You would think that the Mitzvah of Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim starts Erev Pesach. Talmud Loimer Barvuzel, Yamarti Lecha El Bashash Yesh Matzah Mar Menachno Fanecha. And all the Achrayim asked, what was the Havamina that you could be the kind of Mitzvah of Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim, Erev Pesach? So the Brisker Rav said, Hein Hein Advarim. The Havamina wasn't Erev Pesach. The Havamina was if you were Moisev Michael Al HaKadosh in Erev Pesach. So really it's Yontif. And ordinarily the dinner toast was Yontif. So you would have thought I could be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kamash Malon Bavur Zeh. Lo Yomarti L'cha Ola B'shosh Yesh Matzu Umar Munachim Lufanach. And just like Toys was said in the beginning of our Arbib Sochim, Sochim Tzadik Tess on the base, that you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matzu Umar with Toys was Yontif, so too you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because Bavur Zeh, Lechem Sha'oinin Olav Dvarim Arbe. Lo Yomarti L'cha Ola B'shosh Yesh Matzu Umar Munachim Lufanach. We then spoke and digressed a little bit about the concept of Toys for Shabbos and Toys for Yontif. Poshet, it's a din day raiso, and it's true for all shvusim. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Anytime you have an idea of shvus, by the way, you even find Toisvis when it comes to Shemitah, because Shemitah also has a concept of shvisa. V'shavsa ha'aret, Shabbos l'Hashem. And that's why the Sugya Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that talks about the halachas of Tosfos, it starts off, the context over there is the Sugyas of Shvias. Because wherever you find Tishbisu, whenever there's a mitzvah of Shabbos, you find an idea of Tosfos. But the Poshet, I take away from the Sugyas are that there's something called Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yontif, and that it's a din day raisa. Stating that the Rambam only brought the halacha of Tosfos by Hilchas Shvisas Asar, which is the halachas of Yom Kippur, but in Hilchas Shabbos and in Hilchas Yontif, he didn't bring it. And everybody's matmiya. This is a very shver Rambam. How is it possible that the Rambam omitted a meferish sugya in Shas? So we spoke a little bit about the Rambam. We mentioned that the Brisker Rav said that even though the Rambam left out the halachas of Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif, clearly implying that there's no chi of Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yontif, I saw there's a discussion in the Achronim. Incidentally, according to the Rambam, is there a mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos midrabbana? So I don't remember where, but one of the Gedolei Achronim I saw said, L'chayra not. Just like you have a diak from the fact that the Rambam left out Tosfos Shabbos, that means there's no din d'raisa. So it's the same diak. There's no din d'rabbanan. Meaning it sounds like according to the Rambam, there's not even a mitzvah d'rabbanan to be Moisef Michael al HaKodesh when it comes to Shabbos and when it comes to Yontif. But either way, we said over from the Brisker Rav that the Rav said that all that means is that the Rambam held there's no chiyuv to be Moisef Michael al HaKodesh. But the fact that if you are Moisef Michael al HaKodesh, you can create a Tosfos Shabbos and a Tosfos Yontif, that the Rav said, the Rambam never omitted. It's not muchach that the Rambam didn't hold that. The chetz of Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif is a din day raisa. The chi of not, and maybe not even a chi of the Rabbanon. We also mentioned Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Rabbi Chanan said that, you see from Tosfos, that Tosfos had a havamid, he can be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah mara during this manner of Tosfos Yontif, implying that Tosfos Yontif is mamish like Yontif. And he asked the seer from a Tosfos, Ksubas Daf Menzayin Amen Aleph, where Tosfos says that the whole halacha of Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yontif is only negei issa malacha. But as it relates to Simchas Yontif or other dinim, you're not going to have it. Break Rabbi Chanan, it's a stira. So we mentioned that the Achreinim say over based on a Noida B'Yehuda and Dagol Mervav and Reish Samach Aleph, and based on the Palatanya and Shulchan Aruch Harav, also in Reish Samach Aleph, that they both said that there's two ways for a person to be Mekabel Tosfos Shabbos. Give me a kabbal Tosfos Shabbos bidvarim. Maybe even believe the Mishnah Berurah says by saying an areni mekabbal alatzmi Tosfos Shabbos. Just like you can make a neder koinim basazu alai, you can be mekabbal Tosfos Shabbos. It works with a bitoy. We said some achreinim out that you can even be shoyl on Kabbalah Shabbos. Shimon or Rabbeisai mutalach mutalach mutalach. Because it works with the concept of hilchazon. There's another way to do it, and that is when you say baruchos Hashem amavoyrach or post the mikubalim mizmashiliyem Shabbos, or some say maybe even earlier than that, but the point is that you could do it aydei tefillah, you could do it aydei kabbalah. So the Behud and the Balatanya, shneim nischadnu l'davarecha, they both said that it could be, these aren't just two ways to arrive at the same place. They're both ways of being mekabel Tosfos Shabbos, but the cheftz of the Tosfos Shabbos that you're going to be with, could be, will vary depending on which way you went about accepting it. If someone simply makabel Tosfos Shabbos, that's a more diluted version of Tosfos Shabbos. If a person actually davens a Shabbos to get davening, there he's makabel, says the Noida B'Yehuda, Kedushas HaShabbos Mamish. That's the real deal. So the Achronim said that if that's the case, it could be fundamentally there's a difference. Maybe that's the Teretz Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Toisvus and Ksubis from Zayin Manalf that said that when a person is Makabal Toisvus Shabbos, all it means is Issa Malacha. Oh, that Toisvus was referring to where you Makabal Shabbos Aydei Dvar. That's a diluted form of Toisvus Shabbos that only gives you Issa Malacha. Whereas Toisvus and Arbe Psachim, where it's Mavur and Toisvus that there was a Havamina without Shtiklach Torah, without Mechiltas, without Joshas, you would have thought that you could be Makabal Mitzvah Matzah Mara, maybe Sipi Tzis Mitzrayim as well during this man of Toisvus Yontif. That's talking about where you actually Davin Mayriv and you came home from Shul. And it's still night day outside. Oh, then there's an idea of Toisus Yontif where you were Makabal Ketuchas Yontif Mamish. That's where there was a tzad. Now maybe Matzah Umara and Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim would be okay as well. But we ended off with a little bit of a problem. And that is, if there's a mitzvah Saseh Deiraisa, according to all the Rishonim besides the Rambam, of Toisus Shabbos, V'nisim Es Nafshei Seichem V'tishol HaChodesh Tishbos U'Rabbi Shabbos and Yontif, and there's two ways to be Makabal Toisus Shabbos, either by Dvarim or by Davening. So if that's the case, are we ever or mekayin the mitzvah of Tais v'Shabbos? The mitzvah of Tais v'Shabbos would have to happen before Shabbos. Shabbos starts Shkia. If that's the case, you would have to, before Shkia, have either been mekabel Shabbos verbally, or at the very least, belave, or daven meir. Say if you make an early Shabbos, mamela. But if you don't make an early Shabbos, so where is it ever that you're mekabel Tais v'Shabbos? Are we mevatel a mitzvah esed deiraisa every single Shabbos by not doing something proactively to be mekabel Shabbos? And the truth is, there are rabbanim who talk about this, and they say that that's what you're supposed to do. That you're supposed to figure out a way and build it into your erev Shabbos protocol to be mekabel Shabbos. There's a mitzvah esed deiraisa of Tais v'Shabbos, and you have to be aware of it, because if you're not aware of it, you can miss the boat, and you can end up being mevatel a mitzvah esed of Tais v'Shabbos. But I think that it's kedai just exploring this inyan a little bit. In order to explore, we have to take a step back, and we need to really delve into some raid. Again, we're going to take the long scenic route. We could do this in a much shorter way, but delve into some raid that we've left on the table, going back to Masechta Shabbos, and really most recently on Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, only a few dafin ago. The Gemara in Masechtas Psachim, Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, was discussing how long it would take for a person to travel during the day, or how much time a person can travel during the day. So the Gemara said like this, Kama mahalach adam beinani bayoyim. This is Rabbi Yehuda the Tana talking. How much does a person, an adam beinani, travel during the day? 10 parsois. 10 parsois. 1 parsa equals 4 milen, which means a person travels 40 milen. What's the breakdown? From alois hashachra until neitzachama, 4 milen. Person travels 4 milen. Mishkia sachama v'atzei zakechavim. From shkia until tzei zakechavim, 4 milen. Another 4 milen. Between neitzachama and shkia sachama, a person travels 32 milen. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana said that a person travels from Shkia Sachama until Tzeisa Kechavim 4 milen. So if you want to know in terms of how far a person can travel, what the shear is between Shkia Sachama and Tzeisa Kechavim, Rabbi Yehuda said, Emsochim Dav Tzadik Nalad Amin Aleph, the shear is 4 milen. Toisvis asks a kasha from another Gemara. A Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. It's another Braisa, and the Tan of that Braisa is the same Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa over there is discussing Bein Hashmashos. So Bein Hashmashos is what we loosely define as twilight. That's a Zman that was between day and night, where Chazal had a Safik. Is it Yoim or is it Laila? The Braisa. Bein Hashmashos. Safik min Hayoim or min Halayla. It's a Safik if it's day and night. Safik kula min Hayoim, Safik kula min Halayla. It could be it's either day, it could be it's either night. Therefore, Matil and Oysa l'choy mishnei yom. Therefore, anything that ever happens Bein Hashmashos, you can always go l'chom. So, Bein Hashmashos, what is Bein Hashmashos? Mishetishka hachama. It starts Shkia Sachama, and it continues kolz man shepnei mizrach madimim. As long as the eastern front is red. Hichsefa tachtoin v'lo hichsefa elyoin Bein Hashmashos. Hichsefa elyoin v'hishfa letachtoin zeu laylo divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Bein Hashmashos begins by Shkia Sachama and it continues kolz man shepnei mizrach madimim. And the Gemara brings a machlokes ha-meiram, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, what exactly this means. Rabbi said that in terms of shir, in terms of zman, what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that Bein Hashmashos starts by Shkia Sachama, and it continues for a period of time that's the equivalent of 3/4 of a mil. See, the amount of time a person will be able to travel 3/4 of a mil, that's the shear of Bein Hashmashas. So it starts Shkias Achama, it continues Ad She Hichsif Pnei HaTachtoin, which means it's 3/4 of a mil. After that, it's not Bein Hashmashas anymore, which means, by definition, it's Laila. At that point, it says like a Chavar. Rabbi Yosef argued, and Rabbi Yosef said it's not 3/4 of a mil, but rather it's 2/3 of a mil. We have a klal. Whenever there's a machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, with 3 exceptions to the rule, we pass him like Rabbi. Even though the Gemara says in Slave Brachas and Slave Hirius that Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai and Rabbi was an Oikaharim, and Sinai v'Oikaharim, Sinai Yadith, it's the Chavas Yoras Kasha, but we pass him like Rabbi. We pass him like the Oikaharim Rabbi. As a result, all the Rishonim say that the Halacha in this Sugya Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis Daf Lamed Hayim and Aleph is like Rabba, that the Shir of Bein Hashmash is according to Rabbi Yehuda is 3/4 of a mil. It starts by Shkias Achama and it ends 3/4 of a mil later. That's when Seis Hakichavim is. Frey Toisus Avastir between the two Gemaras. Here Av Gemara Pesach and Daf Tzadik Dalam Amid Aleph that Rabbi Yehuda the Tana said that how long would it take a person to travel from Shki until Seis Hakichavim? 4 milif. Here I have a Gemara where Rabbi Yehuda was discussing the halach of Bein Hashmashes, and he said it's from Shkias Achama up until Tzeis HaKechavim, which is a shear of 3/4 of a mil. So how much time is there between Shkia and Tzeis HaKechavim? Is it 4 milin? It's a Mefurish Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tzadik Dalet Amid Aleph. Or is it 3/4 of a mil? It's a Mefurish Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. It's Tosfos Kasha in Masechta Shabbos Lamed Hey Amid Aleph in that Sugya. And it's Tosfos Kasha in Masechta Pesachim Daf Tzadik Dalet Amid Aleph in this Sugya. And Tosfos in both places brings the same exact teretz in the name of the same Balei Tosfos, in the name of the Heilige Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam said, because of this Kasha, you have to say that the Shkia that the Gemara was referring to in Pesachim Tzadik Dalet Amid Aleph and the Shkia that the Gemara was referring to in Shabbos Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis is not the same Shkia. That means even though the word Shkia is a very general term, and you would think wherever Chazal used the word Shkia, they meant the same thing, but it must be this two Shkias. It must be this two Dinim. And the Shkia of Shabbos Lamed Dalet and the Shkia of Pesachim Tzadik Dalet is not the same Shkia. The Shkia of Shabbos Lamed Dalet, said Rabbeinu Tam, is referring to what we know as sunset. When the sun begins, the Shkia of Pesachim Tzadik Dalet Amid Aleph is what we know as sunset, which is when the sun begins to set. And Rabbi Yehuda the Tana said in Pesachim Tzadik Dalet Amid Aleph, that from when the sun begins to set, what we know as Shkia, what your calendar will say as Shkia Sachama, up until Seis HaKechavim is a Mahalech of Dalet Milan. That's how long it would take a person to travel from Shkia until Seis HaKechavim. It's a Mahalech of Dalet Milan. When the Gemara says in Shabbos Lamed Dalet Amid Beis that from Shkia until Seis HaKechavim it's only 3/4 of a mil, it doesn't mean Unzer Shkia. It doesn't mean what we know as Tchila Shkia, but rather it's referring to some later point in the setting of the sun, what Rabbeinu Tam epically referred to as Soif Shkia, and from Soif Shkia until Tzeis HaKechavim, that's 3/4 of a mil. In other words, there's two Shkias. There's the Shkia of Pesachim Tzadik Dalet, and there's the Shkia of Shabbos Lamed Dalet. The Shkia of Pesachim Tzadik Dalet, that's referring to what we know as Shkia. And from that Shkia until Tzeis HaKechavim, it's Mahalich Dalet Milan. The Shkia of Shabbos Lamed Dalet, that's referring to a much later time. It's referring to Soif Shkia. From that point until Tzeis HaKechavim is only 3/4 of a mil. So if you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, from Tchila Shkia until Soif Shkia, essentially, is 3/4 of a mil, right? Because Seis HaKechavim is 4 milin after Tchila Shkia, it's 3/4 of a mil after Soif Shkia, which means the difference between Soif Shkia and Tchila Shkia, simple math, is going to be 3/1 of a mil. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said to answer this kasha. But what emerges then is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Bein HaShmashes doesn't start with Tchila Shkia, but rather Bein HaShmashes starts with Soif Shkia. It doesn't start when your calendar says Shkia Sachama, but rather it's 3/4 later. It's at that point that Bein HaShmashes starts. And it's not Vadai Laila until another 3/4 later. The point is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Laila starts much, much later than Shkia Sachama. Stating that, the Vilna Gaon in his Bir Agra in Siman Reish Samach Aleph brings Rabbeinu Tam, and in one of the longest Bir Agras in Shulchan Aruch, he asks kasha after kasha after kasha Rabbeinu Tam. He was not masking to Rabbeinu Tam. The Velt says over that the Vilna Gaon said that when he sees Rabbeinu Tam in the Olam HaEmes, he has 3 days worth of kashas to ask Rabbeinu Tam. And I heard from Rabbi Yaakov Eliezer Schwartzman, he said over in the name of his Zayde Rabbanan, that the Zayde Rabbanan flaked Ibizog in this memra, and he used to say that the Goyen said he had 3 days worth of kashas to ask Rabbeinu Tam. He said that's with the Kitzer of the Vilna Goyen, right? Everyone knows how the Kitzer of the Vilna Goyen wrote, and with the Tfis of Rabbeinu Tam. You can imagine how that conversation's gonna go. And he said 3 days worth of kashas with the Kitzer of the Goyen and with the Tfis of Rabbeinu Tam. But the Vilna Goyen said he doesn't understand it, and he opened up, he has a bunch of kashas, but his first line, literally, chapter 1, verse 1, in this long, famous Bir Agra, is Achush Meir Che'enoike. He says, the Metzias is not that way. He says, I don't understand. We know what Laila is. It's 3 Kechavim. It's dark outside. You're going to tell me you have to wait 4 million from Shkia Sacham until it's nighttime. It's not true. The Chush is made not that way. And as a result, the Vilna Goyen just fired away in Rabbeinu Tam. And he said, the Emes can't be like Rabbeinu Tam. Mais Rabbeinu Tam had a good kashna. He had a stira. Rabbeinu Tam didn't just decide to say such a shtickle Torah. He was trying to reconcile two Gemaras, a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. When exactly is Laila? Is it 3/4 of a mil after Shkia? Or is it 4 million after Shkia? So he had no choice but to say there's 2 dinim in Shkia. There must be a Tchila Shkia, there must be a Slav Shkia. So the Vilna Gaon said no. The Pshat in the two Gemaras is a little bit differently. Avada the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Naflam Adalid, that's talking Bein HaShmoshes, was referring to Tchila Shkia. And 3/4 of a mil after after Tchila Shkia is already Laila. I the Gemara M'sachin Tzadik Dalin Amid Aleph. I the Gemara says, Kama Mahalach Odom Beinini Bayoim from Shkia until Tzeisak Echavim, it takes him 4 milim. So we just learned this Gemara, so we could appreciate it a little bit better. It's not a favor from a Gemara now. This is literally Shvur Shechalboy, this daf. So we could, the said of Omegoyim, that Gemara is not talking about Halacha. That Gemara was discussing Zmanim, astronomy, Derech Rechaiko. We're trying to just figure out how much a person can travel. The Tzeisak Echavim of that Gemara is not the Tzeisak Echavim of Laila. The Tzeisak Echavim of that Gemara is not the 3 stars, Beinanim, which halachically now defines this man as being Laila. We're talking about a person that's traveling. People are willing to travel when there's a few stars outside, but when it's mamish, all the kechavim are out, and it's pitch dark, at that point you're going to shut down. That's what the Gemara was referring to. A person's going to travel from Shki until Tzeis Kolak kechavim, and that's a much later time, like Rabbeinu Tam said. That's 4 milen later. But in terms of the Tzeis HaKechavim of Laila, that's not what that Gemara was referring to. That was referring to Tzeis Kol HaKechavim, which was Negeya, the Balabatishkeit of that sugya. But from a halachic perspective, you want to know when Laila is. Laila said the Vilna Goyen is 3/4 of a mil after Tchila Shkia. It's not 3/4 of a mil after Tchila Shkia. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam answered the stira between the Gemara Psachin Tzadik Dal and the Gemara Sham Islam Adal by saying there's 2 Shkias. The Vilna Goyen answered the Kashan by saying there's 2 Tzeis HaKechavims. But the point is, Lamaisa, we have a machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Goyen. How to reconcile this stira? A major, major machloikis with ramifications that are negay literally every day and every night. And that is, when does Laila start? When does Laila start? So, if you ask a yid, when's Laila? Say Sakechavim. What about Bein HaShmashes? That's true. Bein HaShmashes is already Safik Yom Safik Laila. And because of that, L'chumra, we're always Noyeg Laila, already Bein HaShmashes. So let's talk in terms of Bein HaShmashes. So when does Bein HaShmashes start? According to the Vilna Goyen, it starts by Shkia Sachamma. Look at your app or look at your calendar. What time is Shkia? So you're going to know what time Bein HaShmashes is. At that point, you shut down. If it's Shabbos or whatever the halacha that Snogei is. According to Rabbeinu Tam, no, you have another 3 1/4 milen. The Bein HaShmashes doesn't start until Slav Shkia. Now, just to appreciate a little bit the ramifications of this machloikis, and that is, so the difference, the delta between the Vilna Goyen's Laila and Rabbeinu Tam's Laila is 3 1/4 milen. So how does that translate into minutes? So the machloikis apoyskim how long a mil is. 3 shittos, 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, 24 minutes. So the shortest shear is 18 minutes, and the longest shear is 24 minutes, and people usually go to chumrah depending on whatever the chumrah is going to be. If you take 3 1/4 and you multiply it by 18, it's 58.5. If you take 22 and a half and you multiply it by 3 1/4, it's 73 minutes and change. And if you take 24 and you multiply it by 3 1/4, it's 78 minutes and change. That's a long time. Meaning the difference between late the Vilna Goyen and Rabbeinu Tam, when Bein HaShmashes happens, Laila just tack on another 3/4 of a mil, but the difference is going to be anywhere between an hour and 1 hour and 20 minutes. So according to the Vilna Goyen, if now is Laila, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have another 18 minutes, you have another 78 minutes. You have a long, long, long time just to put it into a little bit more perspective, Shabbos Kodesh this week, Parshas Kisisa, Lakewood, New Jersey, is 5:35. That's when the Hadlokas Neiros is, which means Shkia is 5:53. According to the Vilna Gaon, Bein HaShemashes is 5:53. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos this week is going to be anywhere between 6:50 and 7:10, depending on which sheet you want to go with. But Shabbos this week will be after 7 o'clock. Okay, Shangehet Azal Chazachin, that Shabbos is 7 o'clock, right? You don't get so much dramatic effect from that. But let's translate this into Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Pinchas, where Shki is going to be 8:30. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos doesn't happen until 10 o'clock at night. Literally, Shabbos is 10 o'clock. What time Shabbos tonight? At 9:52. You have plenty of time, right? That's what time Shabbos is, literally. It's 10 o'clock, but that's according to Rabbeinu Tam. So what do we pass from that? It's Machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon. So what's the Maisa? Who do you pass like? The Shulchan Aruch in two places. In Hilchas Shabbos and Reish Samach Aleph, and in Hilchas Tvila, where he talks about the Zmanim of Mincha Ma'ariv, Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. It's not even up for discussion. The Shulchan Aruch didn't bring the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon was a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. So there's one Shita that's brought down. It's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The Beis Yosef brings it. He says that the Tor Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. The Halach is like Rabbeinu Tam. There's no question in the world, this is not up for discussion, that the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. So we talk about davening mincha after shkia, or we talk about these types of shailas. If someone davens mincha after shkia, you can daven mincha an hour after shkia. It's likatchila according to the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Bienenfeld showed me a sefer where somebody was malakit rishonim and achronim, and he has 70 rishonim and achronim, 70, no less than 70, that held that the halach is like Rabbeinu Tam, or said what Rabbeinu Tam said. Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch, without question, passing like Rabbeinu Tam. Stating that, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is not so pashut. And really, the one that more than anyone brought it out with the tremendous tekifas was the Chafetz Chaim. In his Mishnah Brura, a little bit, but much more barichas in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is in Simen Reish Samach Aleph of Sif Katan Beis. It's Dibra Maskel Betchilas Hashkia. It's a long piece, but it flows and it's kedai to see inside. So the Vilna Gaon brings everything that we just said, the steer between the two Gemaras, and then he brings the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam and the sheet of the Vilna Gaon. It says the Chafetz Chaim regarding the sheet of the Vilna Gaon. Ube emes shitasoy zoyis lav chadashi. He says the emes is that this sheet is not a new sheet. The Kfar Hiskin came betshuvas Maram al Shakir Simin Sadik Vav. The Maram al Shakir already brought the sheet of the Vilna Gaon. The miyad achas shkias guf hashemesh havi bein hashmoshes gomer. The hevi sham, and he brings there. That he found this sheet of the Vilna Gaon in the Gaonim. So not to conflate Gaon and Gaonim. The Vilna Gaon was just the Vilna Gaon. But this is the Gaonim as in before the Rishonim. The Hema, who are these Gaonim? Rav Shrira Gaon, Rav Hai Gaon, Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. Gam Rav, Rav Avram HaChosid, B'noi Shal HaRambam, Gam Ken Kosav, Shekein Mashmei Arifei HaRambam V'Rashmi, Ayin Shom. Either way, said Chavetz Chaim, that this Shita of the Vilna Gaon, even though people think it's a Shita Michudeshes, but Be'emes Shitos is a Islav Chadoshehi. This is an old Shita, and the Maram HaShaka spoke about it already, and he said he found it literally by the Goine Goinen, Rav Shmira Goin, Rav Hai Goin, and Rabbeinu Nissen Goin. And then he goes and he brings that the Marami Prag held this way, and he brings it that it's mashma that way from a Ravan and from a Mordechai, and he brings it from the safest Seder Zemanim that he also came out like the Vilna Goin. So he says, if that's the case, being that all these Rishonim and Goinim held this way, he says, it's poshet to me that it would be an Isser Gomer Shloi Lassis Melacha Chas V'Sholom L'Hokel V'Zeh. It would be, it's Chas V'Sholom to me Mekel. Do Sofik Isser Skila L'Das Kol Hani Rav Vasa Hana. He says, poshet. He says, poshet that if you have so many that pass in that way, that to go Kenegan and to be Mekel in a question of Sofik Isser Skila is going to be wrong. V'lav Dafkali in Shabbos, and he says, I'm not only saying this with regards to Shabbos. Duad in l'chol dover sheyesh b'toira, shenafkemina ben yoyim v'layla, ozlinon l'hachner, de tekaf b'ascholah sashkia maschol ben hashmoshes, v'nimshach hazmanu ben hashmoshes, ad yitzias gimak v'chovim beninim kana. So said the Chofetz Chaim in his Bir Halacha, that even though the Shulchan Aruch passing like Rabbeinu Tam, and really, at first glance, it would seem like it was a machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon. And we know that the Vilna Gaon was koichei gadol. He argued with Rishonim very often. And just like Rav was a Tana Upalik, the Vilna Gaon was a Rishon Upalik, kiyodua. But at the same time, you would think that if the Shulchan Aruch passing like Rabbeinu Tam, the Ikra then for sure should be like Rabbeinu Tam. But the Chofetz Chaim made a revolution, and he said that I found it from Ge'oine, Ge'oine, well, not that way, and he found it in the Rishonim, and it's Mashmahin, and it's Mashmaher, and he came out, and he said, Chas v'sholom to be Mekel, by all Dinei Deraisa, not only is a Shabbos, which is a Shail of Skilo, but by all Dinei Shabbos, is the way you should do it. And it's because of that, that every single Yid, Kemat, is Machmer, everybody takes on these Chumras. There's anecdotes that are told about the Satmarov. I don't know these stories and all the intricacies of it. But suppose when the Satmarov came to America, there was a meeting with him and Rabaron, and Rabaron got the Satmarov to not go like, before the war, a lot of Heimish Kreisen, Kemuvan, followed Rabbeinu Tam. Again, it's the Halach and Shulchan Aruch. So it's okay. You have to apologize for following the Shulchan Aruch. But at the same time, there was this idea that people were trying to be Machmer and to take on the sheet of the Ge'oinim, which of course was another day in Klal Yisrael. And there was some sort of meeting and some sort of negotiation where they came up with some settlement. I think there was some give and takes on both sides of the aisle. You have to speak to the Yoidei Davar. But either way, this is what came out. And it's because of this, even though the Shulchan Aruch says that Laila doesn't really happen until much later, but this is the way Yidden Amach. But the truth is that when we start Shabbos today, right? If you look at your app, I suppose. So you have Shkia, and then you have the Zman of Lichtzinden. Lichtzinden is 18 minutes, I think in most places, before Shkia. And the question is, where does that come from? Right? What's this 18 minutes all about? What's that all about? Reb Moshe Feinstein, in a tshuva, and this is a tshuva that we've spoken out many times, and every time we've spoken it out, we spoke it out for a different reason. It's hafachba vafachba de kulba. It's a short tshuva, but there's a lot there. It's an Erech Chaim Chelek Aleph. It's Simin Tzadik Vav. So Maisa Shehoye Kachoye, Reb Moshe Feinstein was being driven to yeshiva on the Lower East Side. It was after Hadlokas Neiros, but it was before Shkia. And somebody saw Reb Moshe sitting in a car. And he thought that Sitnishke passed. He thought it was inappropriate that Reb Moshe Feinstein, the Gadol Hadar, is sitting in a car after Lechtzinden. So he wrote a letter to Reb Moshe, and he gave Reb Moshe what Reb Moshe referred to as, you can't say this, but like Teichacha. He told him, I don't understand. Reb Moshe, he says that he felt he made his case for why he thought Reb Moshe shouldn't have done that. So Reb Moshe addresses the Shoyl, mentions him by name, and then he says, Nehenesi Ma'oy. This is Reb Moshe's tshuva. This is a Gadol Hadar response. He said, I had anah, Asher Malis Kvoidei Nizdaris L'Kayim Mitzvahs Teichacha L'Fi Daitoy. I have anah that you know there's a mitzvah in the Torah, Echeach Techeach Es HaMisecha, and you took it upon yourself to write a letter. I could tell from the way you wrote the letter, you're a little uncomfortable, but you know there's a mitzvah and you do what you have to do. Right, it's clear from Ramesh's response that the person felt a little bit like maybe Ramesh, it would bother him. He said, Chas v'sholem. From Yetz Hashem, he writes, B'li neder lo yesa oid mishas adlokas nedes bekar. I'm never going to do this. Av she'en bozeh shemetz iser. Even though there isn't even a shemetz iser, af loy mishum marisayim. There's not even marisayim. And then he tells him, ki yoda yudidi, because I'm sure you know. Asher iser marisayim, hu rak bedova shenase ze beroiv apomen bo'ifeno oser. The only time you have marisayim is if you do something that most times when people do this, it's iser. So if somebody sits in a non-kosher restaurant, most times you're not just drinking water. So as a result, you're doing something where roiv apomen, what you're doing is interpreted as iser, then even if you do it beheter, there's something called maris or ayin. Avolasni stove hetem afursen. But to do something that's 100% mutter, b'shvil eze anoshim sheyitu lachshoyv shudavar iser, because of paranoia that maybe somebody else is going to think it's aser, right? Reminiscent of the Bnei Bashkar. Loy asra, that's already not something that you have to worry about. So he says like this, v'uv dezu, what I did, which was I sat in a car after lechtzintin, yodua lakol shenoshim mekabel Shabbos b'adlokas neiros. Everybody knows women are mekabel Shabbos b'adlokas neiros. V'anoshim mekabel Shabbos b'yisef es katan. And the men, they do it later. Kizman adlokas neiros kavu be'esrin minutim koidim ashkia bekan. He says here on the Lower East Side we light candles 20 minutes before shkia. Uberayv amikomis. That's where it is in most places. From Cain, who davam afursim lakoil aflin noshim. Everybody knows. Even women know. Shan noshim adayim utarim b'malacha karv liyot ches minut. That men have another 18 minutes. Afle katchilo. Even the katchilo, imlo you kabel shabbos, less than a kabel shabbos. But if you're not a kabel shabbos, you have another 18 minutes. Incidentally, what's the cheshbon of 18 minutes? So he explains the letter in the tshuva. It was 20 minutes early, Because 2 minutes for Tosfos Shabbos. Rav Moshe held that the shir of Tosfos Shabbos is 2 minutes. This is where it comes from this tshuva. He says, we have another 18 minutes because it's a cheshbon of 2 minutes for Tosfos Shabbos. So it says Rav Moshe that Shabbos, when you saw me, shkia hoysa b'parshas vayetze, that's what week it was, 432. V'hoyu oid achad osam minutin me'aregla sheyashafti b'karsha, hoyu 419. Rav Moshe knew exactly what he did. It was 419 when he was sitting in the car. He knew that shkia was 432. He knew how much time he had. He said that I was able to drive a derech rechayka, pun intended, chamisha pa'amim me'ashir shada yeshiva. I could have done a ride that was 5 times the amount of time, and I still would have had ezen minutin l'toysu Shabbos. I would have had like 2 minutes to Rav Moshe El that you need for toysu Shabbos. He says, Elamai, not everybody knows this, because not everybody knows that, that's not enough of a reason to make it into a marasai. But Rav Moshe concludes, I'm skipping, avamikamokam, kimish amaylus kvaydi koysef sheyes chas v'son, kilkul ezen noshem v'anoshem, sheyedamu shneish v'zaz zilzul l'shabbos kodesh. But being that you feel that some people might think it's a zilzul to Shabbos, erably nedesh leivisa oid bekar meshasal lokas neiris. He was makabel a second time in the same tshuva bli neder not to do it, and then he fears ois yodidai hamevarcha. Listen to the sensitivity. I'm giving you a bracha that in the schus of the mitzvah of toichacha and in the schus of the mitzvah of covet Shabbos that you clearly have, you should be zoicha to all the shefa and all the brachas that come from the kedushas haShabbos. And he feared ois from Moshe Feinstein. This was Rav Moshe's tshuva. I once saw from Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger that he said that he said over this tshuva in a shir, and he told the oilim, he said, "Hein tafmin ish lerne musar." He said, "This tshuva is musar." He said, "But that's ish lerne musar." But I'll kapon him, this tshuva, there's so much there, but I'll kapon him, that's what Rav Moshe held. Rav Moshe said, he says, the whole idea of 20 minutes or 18 minutes, whatever exactly that shir is, the ganza maisa is marinit, it's a minig, and it's a minig that women took upon themselves, they're the ones that light candles, so they're the ones that took upon this minig. But for a man, there's no such halacha, and there's no question that's not something you have to do. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, the God of Adar, felt that this whole 18 minutes, yeah, you need shkia, no question, not Rabbeinu Tam, it's shkia. Shkia is shkia, you know what that is. There's a mitzvah of Tais for Shabbos. Rav Moshe said, okay, you have tack on another 2 minutes for Tais for Shabbos, but if you're lighting candles 20 minutes earlier, a man is going to have 18 minutes. There was there's a very choshev yid, so Zang Gesund and Stark, Rabbi Shmaryol Shulman. He's my brother in law, Pini Horowitz, his grandfather. And Rabbi Shmaryol Shulman wrote Ha'oris to Rav Moshe on Igros Moshe Erechaim Chelak Aleph. So when Igros Moshe Erechaim Chelak Aleph came out, so Rabbi Shmaryol Shulman sent Rav Moshe Ha'oris. And Rav Moshe was Mechaviv de Ha'oris, and he printed many of them in the beginning of Erechaim Chelak Beis. So if you have Igros Moshe Erechaim Chelak Beis from Simen Gimel until Simen Tez Zayin, it's all responses from Rav Moshe to Rav Shmaryol Shulman Shlita. It's responses to some of the Ha'oris that he asked him. In Simen Vav, Rav Moshe mentions one of the Ha'oris that Rav Shmaryol Shulman had. And it was on this tshuva right here, in Simen Tzadik Vav. So Rav Shmaryol Shulman told Rav Moshe, he read the tshuva about Rav Moshe sitting in a car, and it was during that time between Zman Adlok Esneris and between Shkia, Rav Moshe felt that, what's the problem? I'll be Mekabel Tais for Shabbos, Shkia. So Chur, it shouldn't be an issue. But he said that he has a Ha'ara. And he said that he wants to dimzach, he wants to suggest another understanding, perhaps, of why the minig in Klal Yisrael is to light candles 18 or 20 minutes before Shkia. And that's based on a third shita in the world of Ben Hashmashas. We mentioned the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that it's 3/4 of a mil from Soif Shkia. We mentioned the shita of the Vilna Gaon, which is also the shita Sagoinim, which is 3/4 of a mil after Tchila Shkia. But there's a third shita, and that's the shita of the Urayim. And the Bir Halacha brings the Urayim in Simen Reish Samach Aleph's have gotten based. The Urayim, which was written by Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz, one of the Rishonim. His shita was that Bein Hashmashes is 3/4 of a mil, that's the Gemara, Rabbi Shita and Shabbos Lamedal and Mabez, but not 3/4 of a mil after Shkia, it's 3/4 of a mil before Shkia. That's what it is. It's 3/4 of a mil before Shkia. In fact, the Bir Halacha brings that the Bach brings this Shita, and the Bach says that there were Kehilois that were Machmer to start Shabbos early, and the reason they were Machmer to start Shabbos early is because they took on the Shita of the Urayim. They wanted to be Noyek, like the Chum of the Urayim. That the Urayim Shita is that it's 3/4 of a mil before Shkia. So Rav Shmaryol Shulman told Rav Moshe, there's a minig in Klal Yisrael to light candles early, 18 minutes, 20 minutes. Rav Moshe wrote in the tshuva, it's pashut, I don't know, it's a minig. And it's a minig for the Noshim, they're the one that light candles. But Shabbos starts with Shkia, and Tois for Shabbos is 2 minutes, so it ends up starting a little bit earlier. But You don't have to go before that. Anything you do before that is a minik, and it's a minik for the nashim. So what does a man have to do with that? And Rav Moshe felt there's not even an inyan to be machmer. There's no. So Rav Shmuel Shulman said, I don't know if that's true. Maybe the reason there's a minik is because of the Urayim. And the Bach already brought 500 years ago there was such a minik. And the Mir Loch, after he brings it, he says, Amachmer Tavayol of Brocha. So that means this has teeth, this Shita Zayurayim. So he said, if that's the case, maybe that's Tuvsha. So he said, he made a very basic back in the envelope cheshmet. He said, if the minik is 18 or 20 minutes, he says, you know what the Pshat must be? Pshat is because there's a Urayim. The Urayim holds that it's 3/4 of a mil before Shkir. So what's a mil? 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, 24 minutes. So they must have come up with some shita of what a mil is. 3/4 of that's going to be be'erich 15, 16 minutes. I don't know, do the math. Tack on another 2, 3 minutes for Tois for Shabbos, and there you have your minik of 18 to 20 minutes. But there's a tremendous nafkamina because Rav Shulman told Rav Moshe that if it's gebayt on a shita sayurei, only do a men. If they do it women, then everybody has to take on this chumra. If it's not a minig baum, it has no basis in halacha. Okay, so you'll tell me it's related to lighting candles. Women light candles, so they have this minig, they have this chumra. But if it's related to a shitas ayurei, what women are more achroi for the ureim than men are, what does that mean? So I've had a man has this shitas ayurei just like a woman does. So if that's the case, you have the ureim shita, plus you have another 2 minutes, so that should be the halacha. So this was the ha'ara that Rabbi Shmaryo Shulman asked Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe can move and print it. Rav Moshe printed the first tshuva, he was going to print the second. On. So Rav Moshe printed this tshuva as well, and Rav Moshe wrote back. He says he doesn't agree. He says he knows it's a shita sayurayim. He said, but we don't paskin like the urayim. We don't paskin like it. And he says, not just that, the Vilna Goyen and that shtickle and his bir agra brings the urayim, and he was doicha the urayim b'shtei yadayim. He wasn't maskin to the urayim. So he said, nehecha tesa, take on this urayim. Like, who said? Nehecha tesa. It's interesting. To take on the Goyen Shita and the Shita, the Goyenim, that's a real Shita. That's a Shita that has tremendous places. So he said, that's a Shita that we have to take on. There's no question. But to take on the Shita of the Urayim, who says you have to take on the Urayim? He says, I don't think that's Nipshad. He said, V'oid. He says, there are certain Kehilos where the Minig is 10 minutes, where they light candle 10 minutes earlier. So he said, if the Minig is they light 10 minutes earlier, that has nothing to do with the Urayim, because then you miss the Urayim. For the Urayim, you need 3/4 of a mil. The earliest, the shortest share of a mil is 18 minutes. 3/4 of 18 minutes is more than 10. So you're going to miss out. V'oid, in Yerushalayim, it's 40 minutes before. So what's that? That's not a Shita say Urayim. He says, the Teretzes do a different Minhagim in Klal Yisrael, where they took on that the women that light candles should light candles early. It was never meant to be the Urayim. His Lashman is, ukemedumani she'af balei nefesh ein machmirim. With regards to the Urayim, we always talk about being medayik l'shoinei azov shel Rav Moshe when it comes to famous tshuvas and slash kulois, where bal nefesh should be machmir, it is mechsik yura, it's not mechsik yura, v'advar matikin, v'inkam mekoymi laharich. Over here, Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, ukemedumani she'af balei nefesh. Nobody takes on this Urayim Shita. So he says, if nobody takes on this Urayim Shita, he disagrees. In other words, there was a fundamental shaila between Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Shoya, Rav Shmaryo Shulman, Zolzayn Gesund, in terms of understanding this minute of 18 minutes and understanding this minute of 20 minutes. Is it based on Stama Minig Ba'alma? Or perhaps it's based on the Shita Sayurayim. But the truth is, it could be there's a third Mahalach in terms of understanding. In terms of understanding the idea of lighting candles earlier, very short, and that is the Chayodom in Hilchas Shabbos and Klal Hay Simon Beis. So he says as follows: Afal Gafte Noyag in She'ei Mekabon Shabbos Ela B'Mizmor Shir U'Bebarcha Mikol Mokam Leitali B'Zeh. It's not totally in that. Meaning, even though the minig is that people are Mekabel Shabbos. Early Shabbos by Mizmor Shir Baruch Hu, but it doesn't have to be that way. The Afilu Lo Yispal Kol, even if a person didn't daven, Mikomakim Kiven Shu Erech Hatzi Shah Koydim Laila. If it's a half hour before Laila, Memela Chalol of Shabbos VaAsa BeMalacha. It's already Chal Shabbos and it's Asa BeMalacha. Says the Chayyadam that even though Tois for Shabbos is a mitzvah and it's a mitzvah, you have to be Makabo, but really, 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 you don't have to be Makabo. Really, there's a zman where Tois for Shabbos happens, Memela. There's a Zman where even without your Kabbalah, it's automatically Tois for Shabbos. And what is that Zman? That Zman is Mechatz Nisha, Difnei HaLaila. The Mishnah Brura, the Bir Halacha bring the Chayyadim. And the Chafetz Chaim said that when the Chayyadim said a half hour before Laila, he didn't mean a half hour before Ben Hashmashes, but he meant a half hour before Tzei Sakei Chavim. He meant a half hour before Laila. So there's an idea that Tois for Shabbos happens a half hour before Laila. Says the Chayyadam. So if that's the case, why do we always talk about being Makabal Tois for Shabbos if it happens by itself? Oh, it's very simple. Because what if you want to be Makabal it earlier? If you want to be Makabal more than a half hour before Tzei Sakechavim, so then already you would have to make a Kabbalah. But otherwise, it happens by itself. And then the Chayyadam goes on and he starts shrying and he gives Musr. He says the people don't know this. They don't realize that Tois for Shabbos happens by itself. And they don't realize that it happens a half hour before Shkia, before Laila, and he says, V'yayashi cheli, if I would have the koyach, he would start making takonas. And he said, here in Prague they make such takonas, and I wish I could do it here also. But chavnish the koyach, I don't have the ability to do it. But if I would have the ability to do it, this is something that I would institute. But it's mavur in the Chayi Adam that there's a concept of Tois for Shabbos that happens by itself. And when does it happen by itself? A half hour before Laila. A half hour before Laila is approximately 18 minutes before Shkia, right? Give or take. It's approximately the same time. But the point is, this Chayyadam would seem to be another Makar. It would seem to be another Makar that there's an idea of being Makabel Shabbos even before Shkia. Why even before Shkia? Out Tois for Shabbos. What do you mean? Tois for Shabbos is voluntary. It's not something I have to do. Chayyadam didn't think so. Chayyadam thought Tois Shabbos is actually something that happens by itself. And it happens a half hour before Laila. That's when it happens. So if Shkia is 15 to 16, whatever minutes before, so you figure out what the Zman is, but it's a half hour before Shkia. So if it's a half hour before Shkia, you're going to end up with your shir. The bottom line is that you see from the Chayyadam that there's an idea of Tois for Shabbos happening by itself and happening earlier. And that would be another svara why maybe a person should start Shabbos earlier. But another thing you see in this Chayyadam, and I will come full circle and maybe pick it up with part three. And another thing that you see from all this is that Tois for Shabbos, even though the Poiskim, Shapur brings it, Night of Yehuda, the Balatanya Shulchan Aruch, I've said there's two ways to be Mekabel in early Shabbos. Tois for Shabbos, V'nisim Esnaf Shesecha, V'tishol HaChodesh. It's something that you have an obligation to do. It's a mitzvah's essay. But even though you have this mitzvah, there's two ways to do it. Either you make a Kabbalah B'dvarim, and maybe even Belev, or another way to do this, another way to do this is by going and davening Ma'ariv. But the truth is, that's just if you want to do it earlier. But there's a certain Zman where Tois for Shabbos happens by itself. That's Mefurish in the Chayyadam. And it's hard to think with this Chayyadam. It's Mefurish in the Chayyadam. So the Chayyadam says there is a Zman that it happens by itself. Now what's that shir? So the Chayyadam's a little ambiguous. He said, Chatzi Shah Koydim Alayla. What exactly that means. But Chatzi Shir Koydim Alayla. That's what the Chayyadam said. Rav Moshe held that the shir of Tois for Shabbos is only 2 minutes. But Al Koponim, let's go with Rav Moshe's shir. Then Rav Moshe said that Tois for Shabbos is 2 minutes. But 2 minutes, Tois for Shabbos happens by itself. So we started off with a question, which is really the question we ended off with yesterday. And that is a mitzvah saseh dayreis of Tois for Shabbos going to all the Rishonim with the exception of the Ram. So if there's a mitzvah called Tois for Shabbos, so l'chayre, how are we making the mitzvah of Tois for Shabbos? Tois for Shabbos requires a Kabbalah. Either Kabbalah with Dvarim or Belev. Or you have to say Baruch Hu, Hashem HaMavayrach, or Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos, or l'chadoidi, or something. There has to be some tefillah of Shabbos in order to be Makabel Shabbos, or a Kabbalah at the very least. What are you doing? So l'chayre, if you don't make an early Shabbos, you would never mekayim the mitzvah of Tois for Shabbos. The Teretz is a Tois for Shabbos that happens by itself. And if there's a Tois for Shabbos that happens by itself, that's where you mekayim Tois for Shabbos. However, this kula of the Chayyadam is really a chumrah. It's really a big time chumrah. It's really a major chumrah. It's really a major chumrah. And that is because at the end of the day, what you end up with over here is that at the end of the day, you have a because that means Shabbos really starts earlier. So people are accustomed to thinking that a woman lights candles 18 minutes before Shkia. So now you have 18 minutes, right? You start 18 minutes before Shkia. Then you have your 18 minutes. And then all of a sudden it's light. It's not true. A man doesn't have 18 minutes. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva said 18 minutes. I'm not sure where this comes from. But Rav Moshe said in the Tshuva 18 minutes. But Rav Moshe was clearly talking about a place where the minute was like candles 20 minutes before. So he said, you have 18 minutes because you have 2 minutes of Tois for Shabbos. So the 18 minutes, that's the minute Noshim. That's not something you have to worry about. That's where the 18 minutes comes from. I think. I don't know. But to have a full 18 minutes in Shtemis, you don't have 18 minutes until Shkia because the Chayyadim says mefurish that there's a Tois for Shabbos that happens by itself. Rav Moshe's shir was 2 minutes. So does a man have extra time? Yeah, perhaps he has extra time. How much time? maybe 16 minutes, but not 18 minutes. I think 18 minutes is already a stretch. Either way, we'll stop here, but just a little bit of a toyanel of understanding the way Tosfos Shabbos works, understanding a little bit Bein Hashmashes, understanding Laila, specifically the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Shita of the Geoinim, Oyd Chazoin Lamayid. Metz Hashem, we'll do a part 3.